Conventional wisdom says for-profit employees work for paychecks, and non-profit employees want to make a difference. Well, two Atlanta companies have turned that wisdom on its head. They've made philanthropy a part of their business model and found it's paid off. WABE's Amy Kiley went to find out how.
Above the shops of Pont City Market are the offices of MailChimp. Its business is helping companies email customers more effectively. But it also has a mission. MailChimp donates money to dozens of nonprofit organizations each year, and it lets workers volunteer for them while on the clock. It commissioned local artists to decorate its office. So just off the elevator, a Tiny Doors ATL display is in MailChimp's foyer. Around the corner is a pillar Atlanta's Niterati group has decorated with yarn. MailChimp employee Shamir Faison Bernard can't see that art at the moment. She's in a closet organizing supplies for new workers. But she says MailChimp's collaboration with nonprofits is part of why she loves her job.
When you bring yourself to work and you bring your talent to work, you're bringing a piece of yourself. And when your company is encouraging you to share that piece of yourself outside of the company, I have no plans of going anywhere.
She says MailChimp lets her tutor and serve as a mentor at a local elementary school. MailChimp needs to keep employees like Faison Bernard happy. It competes with Silicon Valley for workers, and it has to hire a lot of people to keep up with its own growth. The company has increased its staff by more than 50% each of the last 2 years. It helps that MailChimp employees stick around. Its turnover rate is only about a third of the national average. That can mean money, says Tom Smith of Emory's Goizueta Business School. He says it might seem counterintuitive that a for-profit company spends so much energy on nonprofit work. But for MailChimp, he says, it's a great business strategy.
Companies spend so much of their resources trying to attract talent and trying to keep talent.
Smith also says employees who like their jobs can be more productive. And
if you can make your workers more productive by engaging in nonprofit works that make them attracted to your company, then basically you've won.
Another Atlanta company that has won in this regard is the marketing firm Bark Bark. It actually has an office dog named George. But Bark Bark needs more than the terrier's charms to attract staff who might otherwise work in larger cities. Founder Brian Tollison says each year the company does a pro bono project. For instance, it developed an augmented reality app for the Center for Civil and Human Rights. Tollison says the chance to give back draws workers to the company.
For employees, I think what motivates them in our work with nonprofits is just that we stand for something.
Tollison says charitable projects also help staff to be creative. Bark Bark produced this television ad for the High Museum of Art.
She's one of the most famous women in the world. Delicate, moody, yet always captivating.
She is the girl with the pearl earring, the subject of a famous painting that was on exhibit at the High Museum. That ad won Bark Bark an award and new business.
At that award show, a client came up to us and said, "Oh, I saw what you did. We'd love to work with you on something very similar to that."
Bark Bark now has so much business, it's doubling the size of its office space. It's also increasing its staff, so its ability to attract workers should come in handy. Amy Kiley, WABE News,